everybody. You are listening to The Long Shot. It is a podcast, and you're listening to it. Yeah, I got a little stuck there. I'm sitting in my kitchen trying to record this. So far, so good. As you may be aware by now, Amber and I have taken a little time off for the Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa holidays, and because we're both very engaged in the war on Christmas, so we needed to not be distracted by anything as we are fighting that war. Happy holidays, by the way. And we've been rebroadcasting some old episodes dug up for us by the great intern, former intern, Alex, who was gracious enough to really spend some time listening to old episodes and go, hey, this might be a fun one for people to listen to. So today's episode, and by the way, you should know that the reason we're taking this break is because Amber and I decided we wanted to get some time out of town over the course of this holiday season on top of fighting the war against Christmas. Obviously, New Year's is in just a couple of days, so I am in New York preparing to return to Los Angeles for New Year's right now. My understanding is that Amber is planning to spend New Year's at the top of the Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world, so that she can be not the first to ring in the new year, because that's has to do with time zone, but she can be what her actual words were. I want to be the highest to welcome in the new year. So she has parked herself in an office at the top of the Burj Khalifa. I didn't even know they had offices up there, but apparently they have some very nice office suites. I say suites. It's really a bunch of cubicles up on the top floor, and she is going to be up there with some confetti and some noisemakers and some really good-looking 2023 sunglasses she has had custom made. Anyway, here is an old episode for you to listen to. This episode is episode 418. And it features not just the original cast of The Long Shot, Eddie Pepitone, Jamie Flam, Amber Kenny, Sean Conroy, but also one of the all-time great guests on The Long Shot podcast. It's a podcast. Paul F. Tompkins is the guest on this episode. And this one is called The Photography is Total Bullshit episode. I wonder who made that sweeping statement. You'll have to listen and find out. And I could be wrong, because when I say I wonder, I'm really not wondering. I know it was probably Eddie, because that sounds like a direct quote of his. But could be wrong. Could be wrong. Please enjoy episode 418, The Photography is Total Bullshit episode.
Tonight, composite headshots, internal monologues, Le Show Poe, Donovan Jenkins, plus a very special guest, Paul F. Tompkins. And now, please welcome the host of The Long Shot, Sean Conroy.
Thank you so much. You are listening to The Long Shot. I am your host, Sean Conroy. As always, with us today on The Long Shot, the silver lining on the dark cloud of reality, Miss Amber Kenny is here.
Hello.
The human delicious dessert, Mr. Jamie Root Beer Float.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with something else.
Hi, I'm Jamie. I was not. I was going with what I said.
I know.
And I also, of course, the Bitter Buddha.
Hello.
Mr. Eddie Pepitone.
Hello, everybody.
Good eve.
Were you waiting for me to say your name?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for something.
I apologize. I did not get to your name quickly enough.
That's fine.
Eddie, of course, wearing his New York Giants paraphernalia.
Boo.
You know, as we're taping this, the Super Bowl will be this Sunday, and I become a child. I ordered the Giants NFC Championship t-shirt in the mail. Yes, I went to NFL.com after they beat the 49ers.
The NFC, you're taking no chances that they're going to lose the Super Bowl. You're getting the NFC Championship t-shirt. You don't want to wait till they win the Super Bowl and get that t-shirt.
I thought,
or will you
get
that one as well?
You know, no, I didn't. After, they don't have it on sale yet.
I'm saying, will you get that one as well if they win?
Well, you know, you're right about ordering the NFC Championship jersey, because after I ordered it, I was like, whoa, this is not the prize that I want, but it's nice to win the NFC. So
next year, you're just going to order the we beat the Eagles in week 4 t-shirt.
It costs $21 and then $29 with shipping and handling, but it says Reebok on it, and I hate that when the logo, like, the brand, the company is on.
Right, you're
that
very
pisses me off.
Corporate.
It's on your hat.
Oh,
right
you
now.
Know me. I don't work for any corporations except
what's,
the ones that pay me.
What does his hat say on it?
Reebok.
Yeah, your hat says Reebok.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Oh, did he look at the hat?
You see, I usually take
it's
markers.
The details.
I usually take.
Does my hat say Reebok? Well, God, I'm so anti-corporate. No wonder my head was itchy all day.
If you see this, Amber, tell the crowd I tried to black it out, and I couldn't black it out. So I'm
telling the crowd, by the way.
Please like, tell the crowd.
It looks like you crossed it off with like ballpoint pen,
like
though.
A colored pencil.
It's not even like
I
a Sharpie.
I need to get a Sharpie to do that.
I need to get a Sharpie, but
or
I'm not that
tape,
ambitious.
Piece of electrical tape.
I was thinking of electrical tape.
If you
tape.
Tore
yeah,
up
a
raggedy piece of electrical tape and put it up there, I think that
would look
work.
Really good. Yeah.
And that's what I was thinking of doing also for the t-shirt, was kind of like ripping it, making it look old over the logo. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking if I worked for a big company and I came into the company, if I would like fuck
with
their.
Would you ever work for a big company? What would you
well,
be doing there?
By the way, I got to tell you, I
good
fucked
morning,
up.
Mr. Pepitone. Welcome to your office. We're not quite sure what you do here.
By the way, my anti-corporatism fucked up a gig for me. I'm pretty sure these guys contacted me and said, "Oh, we really love your comedy, and we're doing a campaign for Naked Juice, and they're an advertising company." Mm-hmm. And so they said they just want to take one of my rants, and you know, they pay me. I don't know. It was something like $1,500 to do a web thing on Naked Juice, and I could just rant about being different because the campaign was that people don't understand Naked Juice flavors.
Right.
So I was like, oh, okay, you know, all right, I could just do a rant, whatever. And then, you know, I didn't hear from the fucking guy. Like, they were like, okay, Eddie, this is like, I love this shit. It's totally set in stone. We're totally going to do it.
You got it in the bag.
It's totally done. It's a done deal. It's going to be very easy. It's going to be very quick.
You practically signed the papers already.
It's just going to be a voiceover. We're not going to see your face. And then I got a call. No call. And finally, I got a call going, Eddie, I got good news and bad news from you, for you.
From you or for? Did I call you or did you call me?
The Naked Juice people, he's like this. On the machine. No. The guy I deal with. I don't even have an agent anymore.
Oh, right,
fuck
right.
Those people. You know what I mean? Yeah. I have a manager / agent, though. Anyway, so the Naked Juice.
So you do, but you don't.
Well, he's not affiliated with any major agency. He's rogue.
He's a free agent.
He's rogue. My agent is
rogue. He's a rogue agent.
Can I say something really quickly? For being so anti-corporate, within 3 minutes of the podcast, you've dropped NFL.com, Reebok, Naked Juice.
Well,
Amber
I'm telling
Kenny
a story.
Calling out the bitter Buddha on his hypocrisy.
No, listen.
You
our
heard
lives,
it here first.
Our lives, how do you avoid corporate shit, right?
I never drink out of corporate cups.
For our audience at home,
Tell the crowd.
Is drinking out of a Coca-Cola cup, which, by the way, I come to find out, owns Naked Juice. Coca-Cola owns Naked Juice. Now, this is funny to me because Naked Juice, you know, it's like, oh, the healthy stuff owned by Coca-Cola, which, you know, Coca-Cola.
Not healthy.
No, I don't think so.
Very unhealthy.
Yeah.
So what do they tell you on the phone?
Anyway, so they tell me, oh, Eddie, Naked Juice has decided to go a different way. And the reason being, well, I don't know the reason. This is how the message is going. But anyway, good news is that Funny or Die has created this branding, blah, 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 blah. And so then that was it. And so then I call back.
I didn't get the good news.
Yeah.
I didn't really either. He was going to... But I just
but Funny or Die is doing great. That's the
but
good
I
news.
I call that, yeah, Funny or Die. Something about
Look
Funny
at this shiny thing.
No, do you know about this? Funny or Die has created some kind of business model with regards to branding. I don't fucking know.
No.
Because I go on the Funny or Die website and I just, I see like 300 different videos, none interested in viewing. Anyway.
Because you're not in them. That's why.
No. Anyway. So I call him back, and this is how I fuck myself. I go, hey, hey, Tamer. His name is Tamer, which is fucked.
That sounds like a fake name. What an
idiot. I go, hey, Tamer, it's Eddie Pepitone. Boy, man, this is my message. Boy, huh? Naked Juice decided not to go with me. That's the story of my fucking life. God, do I hate... Now, this is an advertising company I'm talking to. I go, God, do I hate these fucking corporations, huh? I guess we all have to fucking live with them.
Never heard from that guy again.
That's an interesting voicemail to leave a corporation.
Never heard from that fucking guy again.
I just picture him playing that back to the head of security from
the
ad agency and going, do I need to be worried for my personal safety? Listen to the way he's swearing on the message.
But these guys were like supposedly cool guys. They were like, oh, we heard you on WTF. We love your fucking comedy, blah, 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 blah. So I didn't think that I could hurt myself by talking about corporate shit like that. But
so you're not Naked Juice material.
Oh, not Naked Juice, but apparently not anything else that has to do with... They're a hip...
You never know.
By the way, I think it's so funny when advertising companies are hip, quote unquote hip, like they have, like you go into
but
them.
But that's what being an advertising agency is all about.
Yeah, right, but it's hilarious. You go in there, there's pinball machines, there's dogs running around.
Right.
Wow.
Like
I've never been.
Oh, yeah, dogs running
around. You have
to
go down a slide to get into the
Yeah, you have to go into a slide. There's things
Let's
being shot.
Go right there, now.
Everybody's playing Nerf basketball and things, you know, plastic things being shot all over the office and everybody's got cool clothes on and all they do
Shoot me another plastic thing.
All they do is suck corporate cock all day long. But they look like
They're
really,
basketball.
Really, really hip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it.
Well, that's unfortunate that you're not the voice of Naked Juice.
I would like to be.
Of course you would.
Anonymously. But everybody right. would know, yeah.
All right. Well, let's check in today, starting with Jamie, since he just put something in his mouth.
Thank you.
That's a waiter trick, by the way. Always ask someone how the food is while
when they're eating.
Yeah. How's
so
the food?
So it sounds like,
That's a good way. That's a good trick.
Yeah, you wait until they have a mouthful of food and go, how is it?
So
and then walk
can't
away.
Complain. Yeah.
By the way, Sean, these Altoid Smalls are really good.
Thank you. All right, so what's going on with you, Jamie?
I want one.
This is an advertisement. Okay, everything's good.
Oh, I got what you were doing.
I got back from San Francisco today.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I spent 4 days there. Went up to Sketchfest, had an amazing time, had a great show on Saturday night. I was unimmaculate for 4 days after 26 days of...
Now, to me, that's a fucked up thing because I, by the way, am doing my own, and I hate to use the term immaculata, but I'm up to...
How 20, dare you?
I'm up to, what's today, 30th? Because I started the first. I have 30 days. No sugar, no flour,
you
none
look
of
great.
That shit. I do, thank
you. You do. People were commenting.
People were commenting. Yeah. See, that's the best part of doing that stuff, of really sticking to it, is you finally walk into a room. Well, you know, it'll happen 30 days down the road. It takes a while, but like 30 days down the road, someone goes, hey, you look really good. And you're like, good, okay, this deprivation is working.
Good, 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 good. I look good. I deserve a piece of cake.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I deserve a piece of cake for looking good.
But I want to say that when I fall off the wagon, though, which I haven't yet, but when I do...
But it's coming.
It could be. But no, I passed a huge test because San
Francisco... You're sliding off the back of the wagon.
It's Super
No, but
Bowl
San
Sunday.
Francisco is an amazing food town. And I was in North Beach, where I imagine you were as well.
We did the show there together.
Yeah. Wow. The food, like every 5 feet is stuff I wanted, and I didn't do it. But you did.
Like, give me some examples.
Oh, fuck, man. Just Italian restaurants all over the place. And then the Italian dessert places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cannolis, gelato.
Napoleons.
I wanted to do it all.
Food.
I wanted to do it all. Meanwhile, I'm walking around with a bag of carrots going, I look good. I look good.
Good for you.
Yeah, so, Jamie, let's get back to talking about you.
Yeah, right, so you fell
you
off
so
the
much.
Wagon.
I didn't fall off. It was a planned, it was a planned wagon jump.
Because you see, this is why I think the Immaculate is bullshit.
Why?
Do you agree with me, Shawnee?
No, why? I mean, I do, but...
but I think for different reasons.
Yeah, but you agree with me because it's just bullshit. It's like Maron talked about this program about you can have a cheat day.
Yeah.
Which I think is bullshit.
Well, you're very anti-cheat day because for you, a cheat day leads to a cheat week, leads to a cheat month.
Which I recently,
but not everybody is like that.
I recently read a post from Maron that said my cheat day turned into a cheat month. And I think that happens more often than not to people with these
You're talking
days.
About another person who, like you, considers themselves a reformed addict. And I think that there's some mental.
We're all addicts, though.
Maybe.
I really think so. I, you know, this whole thing about, oh, I'm an addict, I'm not an addict, I think it's bullshit. I think we're all addicts.
I just think there are people who can cheat and then.
Yeah, and get back on.
Yeah, I think
because I'm unmercifully self-loathing after falling off the wagon hard.
But see, if you do it the way Jamie is saying, which is my intention going into it was I'm going to do this until the San Francisco Sketch Festival. And then I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want for a few days. Yeah, and then he hasn't said this yet, but I'm assuming that he's going back to.
Are you?
Yes. It's a 2-month thing. And I gave myself this weekend to do whatever.
Yeah, but I'm going to check in with you. See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you in 3 days.
Okay.
Because I think right now you're on a very slippery slope.
I will say.
Because you're back. Is this your first day? Well, no, you just got back, so I'm not even going to talk about it right now.
No, it is my first day. And no, I'm in it. It feels so good to do all that stuff. And I had fun, and I had a few drinks and all that stuff. And I got what
just
I needed.
Just a few little weed?
A little weed.
A little heroin?
Well, just a little bit of heroin. And
so you partied, you ate, yeah.
But I don't want to focus on Jamie being on the Immaculata as his checking in.
Oh, okay. He always does that.
No, doing that. He's not doing it. You're the one who's going, you fell off the wagon, you fucked up. So Jamie, tell us how your weekend in San Francisco.
It was fun. I love being in San Francisco because, you know, I lived in the Bay for 7 years.
Oh, I didn't know you lived in the Bay Area for 7 years.
Yeah.
But you went off the wagon. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. That I threw in as a very funny callback.
I don't know. It wasn't long enough ago for it to be a callback. It was just a continuation.
It was like an echo.
But that city was so alive. Like the streets everywhere I went, walking from the hotel to the Embarcadero, and just people everywhere. And I haven't felt that in LA, and I forgot how much I love that city and that energy. I don't know, everywhere at all times in North Beach, that
it's
energy.
It's a pretty city. It's really pretty.
Oh, and I hate to bring it back to Immaculata, but one of our listeners,
god damn it,
sorry, John Rojas, this great guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's been a fan of the show for a long time. He was flying out to Sketchfest. He also likes the Immaculata stuff. He's like, I'm bringing my sound equipment. We're going to record an Immaculata podcast. And so came to the hotel and just did a couple interviews.
What is an Immaculata podcast exactly?
I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out at some point. But talking to people about productivity.
No, but you were. Here's an interesting thing is that you were recording the Immaculata podcast.
I like how you qualified that.
What?
Here's an interesting thing.
I know. I really mean it. Here's an issue.
Going in a different direction, which is interesting.
Hey.
No, you were recording an Immaculate podcast while being on a binge. So that's interesting to me.
That I thought about that because there was like one glass of wine before that happened.
Before what
I
happened?
Wouldn't
before the recording.
One glass of wine a binge.
Me neither.
No, it wasn't a binge. And it was,
but
it was
you were in the midst of what yes. What you're saying is he was in the midst of a weekend long binge.
Yes. A lost weekend as Ray Milland so eloquently acted.
Days of wine and roses.
Days of wine and roses. Well,
let me ask you this, Eddie, because Eddie, thank you. He performed in the Spanglish.
Yes,
show.
I did a guest spot on the Spanglish.
And I don't know if I want to hear your review, but did you enjoy the show?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed the show. I found the Purple Onion that night to be a little weird.
It was definitely weird.
It was weird because I had done Cobb's that weekend. It was like, for me, it was like 350 people. And again, it was like for me to adjust to the smaller crowd, the different energy. And also to do a guest spot. Here's what was interesting and hard.
Here's something interesting.
Sorry, I keep saying that. But to do a stand-up spot in the middle of a show like that is not easy because the audience is so geared to what you guys were doing, which were these crazy songs, that then I come up and go, folks, is the Iraq War nuts or what? I mean, it just is so grating, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I thought you did great.
I thought I did okay.
That's fun.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for doing it.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Let's find out what's going on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for sharing that.
Yeah, thanks for telling us about that. And thanks
for thanking
each other.
By the way, I never thanked you enough for that.
Thanks for thanking each other.
I had to leave early.
Amber,
and thank you.
What is going on with you? Thank you for telling us what's going on with you in advance.
On Saturday night was my parents' retirement dinner, leaving the hippie commune. And so it was my last time being on the property. It was pretty emotional. There was like 80 people at this big
dinner.
You
are no longer allowed on the property.
No.
There's barbed wire and manned with shotguns.
For pictures. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that goddamn woman?
It's actually called the property.
Well,
because that's kind of scary.
It's not called the property.
The property.
M.
Night Shyamalan.
There were speeches given.
Or whatever his name is.
About the whole movement, huh?
No, about the parents.
Right. Right.
About the what?
About Amber's parents.
Leaving. Yeah.
Oh,
but they had, I would assume they would said thank you so much for what you did for the community.
thank you for being part of
the Spanglers community.
They were on the Spangler show as well. Thank you so much for being on the Spangler show.
No, I'm sure it was just a demonstration of gratitude for everything they had done for the last 30 years, right?
35.
My mistake.
It's okay.
Well, you have some neighbors here that slammed the door like a motherfucker. It reminds me of my complex.
But here's something interesting. Back to Amber.
But I had a very, violently awkward exchange with a woman that night. It was a very,
You were trying to punch each other in the face and you kept missing?
It was like a Amber, this is your life sort of dinner. Because there was people that knew my parents throughout those 35 years that they lived at the community.
A variety of people.
Correct.
Who no longer live there.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And
you're now in the $25,000 round.
And so there was one woman that I recognized. She's the mother of a kid I grew up with. He never lived there, but he would spend every summer there. And I walked up to her and she's like, "Do you remember me?" And I said, "Of course, I'm blanking on your name right now." And then she just stood there for a solid minute. And my mouth is going dry. It's terrible.
You didn't say anything after that?
No.
It was just silent?
Then she says, "It'll come to you." She was egging me on, this awkward, horrible
I would have walked
moment.
Away from her. I mean, she was obviously a pissed off person.
She wasn't doing it maliciously, but
sounds
I was
like
shaking
it.
Afterwards. I needed a glass of water. It was that awkward.
Did you ever find out who she was?
I still
it was Eleanor Roosevelt.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
That's the crazy
thing. I got it. You're Eleanor Roosevelt.
But yeah, it was.
But I feel like
shocking.
You just have to pursue the conversation then. You can't just let that hang because that's what's making it awkward. You go,
"No,
I'm blanking on your name, but how have you been? I haven't seen you in so long. This is what I'm doing in LA right now. My mouth is getting very dry. I'm shaking. I'm so nervous to be talking to you.
By the way, have you ever immaculatized?
No, I'm definitely not.
Do you believe
not.
That you can go back on the Immaculata after you jump off the wagon?
Thank you for bringing
What do you think
up?
Of cheap days? You just keep going. Balloons are fun, are they not?
It is. It's full speed ahead. You have to just
I like
on
when a balloon
through.
Floats away.
I definitely
away.
Had some blame in that. Mm-hmm. But it was just, then it got to a point where are we just going to do this for the rest of our lives? It felt like.
What if that's what really happened?
Oh man, I would be so sad.
If you were
a
still there,
gets built up around you.
You text us. I can't make it. I'm in the middle of an awkward conversation.
A violently awkward conversation.
Not a violently awkward.
Why did you say violent though? Why are you using the word violent?
What's going on with
you? It took me an hour to recover. I was shaking. I've never been in such an awkward.
Why?
I don't know. But my boyfriend was there. He witnessed the whole thing.
Larry Hoddleditter?
Jeff Wattenhofer. He was like, "That was awkward." It was good to have a witness because I was okay, that wasn't all in my head. He was like, "That was terrifying."
What was he wearing?
I feel like, it sounds to me like you're making a bigger deal out of something that wasn't that big of a deal.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay. But I really feel like you can just, who cares, you know? Why do you care so much what this woman's name was? Or what she thought of you, or how she thought you behaved in that encounter.
I don't know.
Maybe it was Maddie.
What did you do to her back in the day, or what did she do to you to have that much power over you?
I don't know. Oh, man. This is getting...
So you... No, please answer us. We recreate the, we recreate the awkwardness.
A repressed
You
memory.
Are feeling sleepy. Yeah. It is 25 years ago.
Well, I just
She's
feel like...
She's come up to you. What does she say?
I guess this is what it is yeah. I'm in situations like that all the time. Mm-hmm. I go to the community and 15, 20 times people will be like, I knew you when you were a baby. I'm yeah. used to that. That isn't unusual to me. The fact that like she wasn't going on script. I was honest. I don't remember your name.
Why didn't you just walk away from her instead?
I did eventually.
Or go, just tell me your fucking name, would you?
But it's not coming.
I think I hugged her. I think that's how I got out of the moment.
Well, okay.
There you go. Now that's a great way to get out of something like that. Like, just lunge at the person with a hearty hug.
Right.
You've escaped a couple of muggings that way, right?
Yes, I have. Look,
give me
guys,
a wallet.
Look,
hey,
guys.
All right. That guy's okay.
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, that feels good. Thank you.
I needed
Jesus,
that.
I needed that.
All right. Well, let's go to Eddie. Eddie, what's going on with you?
Well, I just wanted to talk today about how sad it is sometimes to audition as a character actor in Los Angeles.
You are putting all that sadness into the way you're talking about it.
Yes.
Auditioning.
Yeah.
At least for the small, small roles. Right. I auditioned today for a very small role on House.
What was the part?
Now, at first I get excited. Now, but the arc of my emotions is hilarious because I'm like, House. Oh, House, You Laurie.
Very popular show.
I kind of was a big You Laurie fan back in the day. He used to be with Stephen Fry.
Fry and Laurie.
Fry and Laurie, Laurie and Fry was their sequel to it. But anyway, so I go in, but then I read the audition, and it's like, it's a carn, and this always pisses me off too, is that I'm seen as this, it always makes me laugh what I'm seen as, I'm a carnival operator, and I've already played a carny on a Disney show called Wizards of Waverly.
Right.
And these small parts, they're just very depressing, and I'll tell you why, because you go in there, and the actors, the guys who are in there, just, there's a certain sadness in this room to be driving all the way to the Fox studios.
So crazy.
For like this, like two line part. You know what I mean? And I get really pissed off. Like I get like in my head, I'm like, what the fuck? If they don't take us right away, then I get to stew a little. And yeah. then guys are, you know, and then some guy's talking to me. I had on my giant cap, and this guy would not shut
up. How come it says
up.
Reebok on the side of your cap?
No, he wouldn't shut up. The G-Man, oh, they're going to win. And I was like, yeah. I talked to him
Excuse me, sir, I got to do preparation for my part as a carnival worker.
No, but you know, these rooms are so small. Yeah. And, you know, other actors are just sitting there staring straight ahead. They don't yeah. want to hear anything. Other guys, and of course, I was next to a guy who was like just talking, blah, 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 blah. And then I get, today I kind of chose to be kind of giddy about it. Like I was saying out loud, make it stop, just make it stop, make this stop. Where are they going to take us? And
in the room you were saying that?
Yes, I was in the room.
So other people got treated to the same stuff that you were just objecting to.
Yeah, but I didn't do it like...
you did
like,
it in a funny way.
I was being funny. Yeah. I forget what else I was
so
saying.
So somebody else got to sit there and go, this fucking asshole won't shut the fuck yes, up. Yes. And he thinks he's funny.
Yeah. And so I was kind of pissed. Like, I get pissed that I'm only being seen for these very small
right.
roles. And I just want to break through to like being a really big good guest star, because it's kind of, but you know,
what? Spit take, Amber, spit it out, Amber.
But, I want to break through and be a guest star. Like, I thought it was gonna be,
star.
I thought it was gonna be something bigger.
You want to be like Charo on the Love Boat. Like, it's a big deal when you come on the show.
Oh, that's what you were loving. I want to break through and be the biggest damn guest star they have had.
Folks, we got a big guest star on House this week.
I want to break through and be the biggest second banana.
Yeah.
Not even second banana, because you're still saying guest star. Second banana's on the show.
But then what's
the
really funny is that my progression is this anger, this resentment that I'm there. And then I go into the room, and one of the casting people was like, I saw you perform the other night, and I was like, I had to get you in. And she saw me perform in the weirdest venue.
She was like, the Spanglers show was weird.
Thank you for doing that show. Yeah.
It was very grating that you came on talking about Iraq.
No, where did she see you?
At a place in Los Feliz. It was an outdoor show, fucking freezing night. The one freezing night we've had was called, it was a fish taco place outdoors. Uh-huh. I forget who ran it, a guy named Jeremy Burke, I think. Nice guy. And I did have a really good set. And anyway, she happened to be in the audience, and uh-huh. she called me in for this role.
That's funny.
And then I did the role, and of course the casting person was like, perfect. That was absolutely, it's so funny. It's like a two-line thing.
Yeah.
Like, let me set you straight. The barrel is crooked and the sights are off. And then I say, you just won your girlfriend a teddy bear. And she goes, the casting person goes, perfect.
Yeah.
She goes, well, perfect.
And so you got it. You booked it.
I come out of the room. And by the way, I love doing this, just going to the room full of actors. I got it.
Yeah. There's always a guy who does that in every audition, by the way.
That was me today. I was like, I got it.
But here's the thing that's always amazing to me about those things. Bless you.
Yes. No, I have a bad throat tonight. Sorry.
So the thing that's always amazing to me is that there's, you know, how many guys are auditioning? 10, 15, 20 guys?
Well, that was the amazing thing that pissed me off.
Plus the people in the room. And so it's like 3 hours of time for the casting people. And the people who all have to drive there and wait. I mean, it's fucking crazy.
Well, it was insane to have. There were about, I would say, maybe 15 guys for this nothing part.
Right, for nothing.
I mean, it was a nothing part.
Like, why can't they just go?
They're just going to give it to the camera. They're going to give it to the camera guy. You know. Oh, hey, Lonnie looks like this guy.
Yeah, I look like that. But who's going to run the camera?
That's perfect, Lonnie. That's perfect. I can't believe it.
You just won your girlfriend a stuffed bear.
Oh, my God. Lonnie. They make him a regular.
They make him a huge guest star.
Yeah.
With special guest star Lonnie.
He starts going
around. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, let's take a break, and we will be back in a moment with a very special guest.
Exciting.
We are back. You are listening to The Long Shot. With us today, perennial Long Shot all-star, very special guest, Mr. Paul F. Tompkins is here.
Thank you.
Welcome.
It's good to be back, you guys.
Yeah. Is this three or four?
Four.
This is my fourth appearance.
Wow. Is he the new leader?
He's a huge guest star on the show. He's our equivalent.
You broke on through.
Yeah. I'm not the... Have I pulled ahead of Jen Kirkman?
Yes, you have.
Holy this is exciting. Cow. This is great.
You have had 25% more appearances than Jen Kirkman on the show.
I noticed on the postcard, though, I'm like the third guest mentioned.
Is that right? Look, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Of course, I'm happy to be ahead of so many other people.
I will say a couple things. One, Jamie did that. Two, I love that you looked and noticed that.
Of course I do.
Because that's something I would do too. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Of course. And it's like, it doesn't.
Right.
Well, who was the first one?
No one's going to look at it and go, Paul's all the way down the list.
Yes. I have.
Except you.
That stupid behavior is ingrained in me enough that I still have the thought. But now I've matured enough that I have the thought, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Hey, by the way,
I'm
able to instantly remind myself.
I would still be
you're
like,
so close.
Fuck these
you're
guys.
So whoa.
You put
fourth
me
on the
third
postcard.
On
the-
By the way, a big part of our listenership and our Jews.
Our listeners do have a ship, by the way.
They read Hebrew, and that's prime placement from right to left. Top right.
Jamie Flam going a long way to justify. To justify
it
Paul's
works.
List placement.
It works.
We are very big in Judaic scholarship, this podcast. They love us.
Look, Paul F. Tompkins is number one on the list.
Oh, you're so reading cool. it backwards, Harold.
No, I'm reading it right.
I think I'm still third the other way.
I think you're right.
Oh, is there six in the on the
He's
line?
He's been on more than anybody else. Why is he so lost in the lineup?
I like to think that you looked at it and went, no matter if they read left to right or right to left, yeah. I'm still not at the top of the
yes,
list.
Yes, exactly.
What is this, Spilkis?
The idea that I would be not number one is an outrage.
And that it's done in a really specific order. Like everybody, yeah, exactly. Every single person on that list yeah. we put there for
we
a very
had
specific
reason.
It's not alphabetical.
Yeah. Not alphabetical.
Because it's not alphabetical, it's like, and not order of appearance.
We had a 4-hour meeting to decide.
Sure. What's the fairest thing, guys?
Well, we know Tompkins is third.
We've tried the list 11 different ways, and Paul comes out third every time.
Then I would be flattered if it was sort of built around me, like the placement of my name is like
a word cloud.
Your eye is drawn to the third one first.
Oh my God, that is funny to me.
Word clouds became a part of our lives in the last handful of years.
Yeah, it's a new phenomenon.
Oh, what's become part of our lives?
Word clouds.
Oh,
what's
word
a clouds?
Cloud? Yeah, I'm not even sure.
Amber,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Supposed to be young. This is ridiculous.
You're supposed to be young.
Word cloud is like on a Facebook or a search engine, something like that, where it's yeah. the most used words. You'll see it on Twitter, where it's like literally it looks like a cloud.
Like the most
where
popular
some words
word
are bigger
is
than others.
Big in the middle, and yes. then the smaller words. You know the way a cloud is built around large pieces of rain,
I
and then smaller pieces
Eddie
of rain.
I expect Eddie to not know this. You knew, right, Jamie?
I kind of knew.
Kind of knew.
That's
I knew.
A
I knew.
No.
Jamie, of course, taking a stand on whether he knew or not.
I kind of knew.
It
Your
could
Honor.
Be said that I knew.
Your Honor, I kind of knew.
It has been said that I know, but it's also been
did
said that
you
I don't
or
know.
Did you not kill Mrs. Worthington?
I kind of did.
All right. Well, we wanted to talk today about photography. So
the sweet science.
Yes. Let us start today with Jamie. Jamie.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just like
right between the eyes.
So photography. 10th grade.
Ooh, what year is it?
1993,
the printing press finally.
Some Gene Shepard stuff. We're getting into it.
1993, Salamity.
I'll do the background music. Okay.
Salami gets cured. 1993, Venetian blinds developed. 1993.
I think we have to retire that bit.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's. Right. I think it doesn't
but
work
the
anymore.
News
anymore.
The news,
I like
yeah,
it.
Because well, we did it on one episode. Mm-hmm. To yes, an extreme yes, degree yes, yes. that one of our listeners actually made a video, like a newsreel video sure. of.
Was that so Frank Pulaski?
Yeah, Frank made
He's
a,
good with
wait,
those
what
videos.
Happened
a great video.
He won't do it for my podcast, though.
He won't?
I'm sure he will now.
Yeah,
Frank, guess what he did? He posted a video that he made from me on another podcast on my podcast page on Facebook.
Oh, no.
And you were
dick.
Listed third.
Fucking Pulaski.
On my own podcast.
Any word cloud involved?
There were two word clouds.
Two word clouds.
So, Jamie, you're in 10th grade.
Oh, yeah. It's picture day. So you go to school and you have
the dreaded picture day.
I know picture day.
For the yearbook.
Picture day. The sun was shining. The lights were out.
I think we're doing two different bits.
I know.
I'm trying to do like a one
song. Are you doing?
I was doing Brandy, which is way too old. Oh,
Brandy? Brandy, you're a fine girl?
What year would this be?
93, 94.
1994. Oh, the Rangers win the Stanley Cup.
You done without PP? Yeah, you know me.
Oh, that's pretty good. Were you doing Brandy? Like Brandy?
The... I was doing like, you know, Wonder Years kind of thing. Even that's too old even for Wonder Years. The Wonder Years, excuse me.
Which Brandy? Like the Brandy that was popular in 94. She had a TV
Jamie doesn't
show.
Know what song you're doing.
No,
Paul
no,
doesn't
no.
know what artist you're asking about.
I know you're asking
we have
about
two
Brandy.
Different Brandys
the boy
going
is
on.
Mine.
I was doing the song Brandy, not the artist Brandy.
Okay.
Unless she had a theme song that I'm not aware of.
She had a sitcom.
Moesha.
Moesha, of course. Yeah. Moesha. I remember seeing Moesha.
This reminds me of dinner table conversations with my parents where they're both talking about two different things. And they
that
both think the other one
up.
Is not quite understanding what they're
but
saying.
But there's unlike that, there's a resolution.
Yes.
When I first saw Moesha, that's when I realized, oh, this is what this is like for black people watching all other television. When you look at this and think, oh, this is not for me,
right?
This has nothing to do with my life. It is totally unrelatable. And it was really shocking. It's like, oh, uh-huh. I've been used to a certain way of life. But I've taken
and then
granted.
You became president of the Moesha fan club, which was
That's
even
right.
hotter.
The last of the Moeshians, I call myself.
Bravo, sir. Bravo.
Well played.
So what happened, Jamie, on picture day?
So I had my picture taken once, but then...
Watching Moesha.
It was on a monitor. Behind the camera. That's how they got people to smile.
Sure.
They're like, just watch this clip.
Yeah, we'll show you a clip of Moesha. Works every time.
Most people just say cheese, but
right.
They're advanced.
But then I went back into the line to have my picture taken again so that I could be in the yearbook twice, get two student IDs, and the name that I gave him the second time was Donovan Jenkins.
Okay, I have so many questions about
Wow.
this. First question is, what was the system of giving out student IDs? Was just somebody walks up and goes, I go here, here's my name, and they just give you an ID card?
Yes.
And this was in the same day?
In the same 15 minute.
Okay. Did you disguise
this photographer
yourself?
Did not blink when they saw you again?
No. Maybe I did my hair to the different side. I got to break out the...
That probably would have done it.
Guy looks like... Oh, no, wait. He doesn't.
No, that guy's hair was part of the left.
Well, that's part of it. But this was like, you know, I was going through my white boy, I want to be in a gang kind of phase.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, you've read some incredible journals.
So you picked
that.
This is the when tough you were, name.
Donovan Jenkins. Jenkins. That was like, for me, the most
credibility. That was my next question.
Was
how did you come
name?
Up with that?
I'm Donovan
Just
Jenkins.
Like, what sounds black and awesome?
Awesome.
Oh, my God. Donovan Jenkins?
Yeah. I thought it was
how
so cool.
How does that sound black and how does it sound awesome?
Which did you come
Jenkins.
Up with first? The last name or the first name?
I don't
Jamie,
remember.
Did you just say, well, Jenkins, as if everybody would automatically assume that a person named Jenkins is black?
Are there a lot of white Jenkins?
It's a Welsh name. Richard Burton's name was Jenkins.
I didn't know that.
Changed it to Burton.
Well, so I'm wrong there. But most Jenkins were African-American.
So it was a sociological survey that you were like going, okay, what's the most common black mm-hmm. name? I'll use that. And it was Jenkins.
For me.
Wow.
I would have used Smedley something.
So many black Smedleys.
Smedley Forehead would have been the name I used.
Your Smedley Forehead sounds like a bad motherfucker.
Shut your mouth.
Damn straight.
My name is Smedley Forehead.
So what were the repercussions of that, Jamie?
There were no repercussions.
However.
So you did get in the yearbook twice, and you did... How does it get to that point where the yearbook staff...
Yeah.
Like, how many kids
there's
in school?
No record of this kid except 2000? This picture.
Like, it was a big...
Do you
school.
Have this 3,000? Picture?
Yeah.
In the yearbook, like you're twice in that class?
Also, incidentally, when they're taking the pictures of all the clubs that year, they do it on the same stage, and they're like, all right, next club. So I'm in the Korean club, the African-American club, the Persian club.
By the way, Donovan Jenkins got voted most likely to not exist.
I got in a couple club pictures that I was not a member of the club. I forget which ones they were. That was
Korean
actually...
Korean club?
No, we did not have a Korean club.
No.
I don't know if we had a Korean in my school.
Yeah, Donovan Jenkins. The most Korean name.
That's right.
Oh, also, a year later, playing basketball, my backpack is off to the side. Mm-hmm. A bunch of Asian kids steal my backpack with my wallet in it. So I lose everything. I get a call. They found my wallet. Everything is gone but the Donovan Jenkins ID.
Do you think they were sending a message?
I don't know.
It was the yearbook staff hiring them. Look, just take his stuff and leave the ID.
So that just brought it all full circle. So,
did you ever use?
I don't know if that's true.
The Donovan ID, like to do devious things, because it's like a
black like get into the school twice in the same morning.
To get another milk at snack. I don't know.
No, but that is pretty cool. If you are in that yearbook twice, two different pictures, two different names, and you can prove that.
I have the yearbook. So yes.
Well, if you do have the yearbook, then I guess you do. Then I guess you are.
All right. Well, let's go next to Amber. Amber, tell us about photography.
Oh, brother. Well, in Los Angeles, Eddie was talking about the industry a lot.
Jesus, I know he wouldn't shut up about it.
He sure was.
But like everyone in Los Angeles has a headshot, basically. And I don't like doing that. I don't like spending money on that.
Oh, I love it.
It's an uncomfortable process.
Any chance I get, I'll get a new headshot.
Get headshots?
Any chance I get.
I've only gotten headshots once. And those are the same headshots I use now. They're like 5 years old. They're crazy out of date. I've had a million haircuts in between. There's a ring on my hand that's in the headshot that looks like a wedding ring. I've never been married, but it just like the way it's, there's a lot of
your hand. Your head is resting on your hand.
Yes.
I actually have a headshot like that too. From, I swear to God, from like 15, 20 years ago.
That's
I
like had a headshot talk show headshot
with a hand in it. And I'm wearing like a shitty, cheap digital watch.
Oh my God.
It's the weirdest headshot ever. I wish I could find
it. Yeah, my tongue is sticking out the whole bit. I'm like,
what?
My
tongue is sticking out?
I'm like this.
So you're trying to lick your fingers?
I don't know.
Oh, that's your picture on.
It's what's on the website.
Yeah, it's on the Longshot picture. On our
folks, go to thelongshotpodcast.com and you can see the very picture that Amber's talking about right now.
Amber, you need to get a new headshot done immediately. They're very cheap. Yeah, they're really very cheap.
There's never been a better time to get
in this economy.
Cheap headshot. It's a headshot. Yes.
This is a great age. We're living in a great age for
color headshots.
Headshots
have come back.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have.
When I first moved to Los Angeles, that was considered and I first had to get headshots. It was considered very weird if you had a color headshot.
Yeah. No, yeah, I remember that.
And then all of a sudden it's come back.
You
had
to have color at one point.
Now you have to have a color, which just makes more sense. Why did they insist upon it being black and white?
We don't
want to
know exactly what they look like.
Now, did you ever do composite headshots?
I never did that.
Yeah.
I'm an office manager. Yeah. Well, the commercial people want that crap.
That's for the listener. That is the it'll be.
Thank you.
Like,
sorry about that.
Like four pictures, four different characters.
Different outfits. Yeah.
Different outfits.
I'm a dock worker. I'm a middle management person.
Yeah. Some people will do four different characters. Some people just do four different outfits. Like, I just I could be dressed up or I could be casual.
When I worked at Disneyland, somebody found one of our coworkers' composite old headshots from when he was auditioning for commercials and hung it up backstage, and it was the funniest thing in the world. He was making the same exact face in all four pictures, and one he was wearing like a football uniform, one he like a construction worker. It looked like a joke, but I know he
really
used
it. Well, what's so funny about that to me is like, the assumption that the only person who's going to the only person they're going to hire to play a football player is somebody who's dressed as a football player. Like, yeah, I like this guy. I like his look.
Oh,
but
unbelievable.
He's not a football player. So.
I can't picture him wearing a football uniform.
It is so weird.
I just can't see it in my mind's eye.
It is so weird when you go to an audition for a doctor and there will be an actor or two who come
stethoscope.
In lab coats.
Yes.
And you're
There's
just like, holy fuck.
Yeah. I always feel bad for those people.
It seems more for commercial auditions.
Yeah.
That you'll see a lot more people in costume. I think sometimes they're encouraged to do that by the company or their agent or something like that.
Yeah.
I went to one where they had a lab coat for you to wear.
Because they could not.
Sir, come back. Please give us back the lab coat.
Yeah. No problem.
I own a lab coat just in case I have to go on lab coat auditions.
Like, are there a lot of lab coat auditions?
Ugh, I got a lab coat at 4 p.m.
today. All the toothpaste commercials.
That's true.
All right, well, Paul
yes.
What's your feeling about photography? Do you have any?
I think it's a good idea.
Capturing images?
Well, because you're not always going to remember everything. And some people don't get to go to a lot of events. So it really solves a lot of problems.
So you can just go, this is what it was like while we were there. Yes. Sorry you couldn't make it.
Exactly.
If you had been there and been able to stop time, it would have looked like this.
My most recent brush with photography.
One of many. Way.
My father passed away at the beginning of the year. And when I went home for the funeral, and it was the first time that all my brothers and sisters and all the grandkids had been together in a long time. And so my sister was saying we should get a picture together. And I was like, absolutely. And she said, we'll do it at the funeral home. Oh. And I was like, what?
Well, you're guaranteed to have everybody there.
Well, everybody's... I said, why can't we just do it at the house? It's like, well, the house is not... There's not a room that will be big enough for everybody to be together. And it's like, we'll have to figure something else out because...
Let's go in the yard.
We cannot... Yes! Even though it's cold.
What did you wind up doing?
We wound up making it work in the house.
Okay.
Because, of course, you have to. You can't have that... Here's our family, and oh,
here's an event we went to.
Where was this taken?
Oh, yeah.
You can't. It's like I just couldn't. None of us could bear, except my sister, apparently, to look at that picture.
Right.
Like, you know, and it's weird because there were people taking pictures at the wake. You know, my cousin was there and had a camera, and my other sister was taking a lot of pictures, and
just of like. People
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Are you a picture taker?
I used to be a lot more than I am now, but I had an analog camera, and I used to take a lot of pictures, and I used to really enjoy it. And I used to think I was pretty good until years passed, and I would look at the pictures collected in albums. They were not good pictures. Like, it would be one good one on a roll, you know?
Man,
but also, I was saving all these pictures that were out of focus and just bad angles and red eye and stuff like that. I'm like, what am I? This is like junk. Why am I? These aren't even good for memory purposes.
So you had like to me, and I was talking to Sean about this before, that to me, photography has become a lost art because of the digital camera. Everybody has a digital.
Oh, I disagree.
How come?
Because people are either good at it or they're bad at it. Everybody is able to take a picture, but not everybody is good at it. It looked like somebody like Liesl Estepona, you know, who is an excellent photographer. She uses a digital camera, but she's a good photographer. You know, she knows how
to...
I must
be a shitty photographer.
You might be.
I think I am.
Admitting it is
what
the
is
first
it? Is it
step.
Patience? Have you ever... What makes a good photographer? Like,
well, I think you have to know
the... I
could
give a shit about light.
That's probably not going to serve you.
You know, I'm even like that on a set. I'm even like that on a set because when we're filming something on a set, whatever set I'm on, and they're fucking with the lights endlessly, I'm like, as an actor, I'm like, in my head, are you fucking kidding me?
Still.
And you do it in a low voice inside your head, right? No, in a low voice inside your head. You're in your head going, are you fucking kidding me? You're even muttering in your own head.
In your own head, you still would have to mutter it because otherwise,
your thoughts.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, it would sound weird. Like, that's the way you express that thought is by muttering, even in your own head.
Okay, I'm an in-head mutterer.
It's a vocal eye roll because you can't roll your eyes either. You get caught out. But you understand that it's a necessary evil. And it's unfortunate that it takes so much time to tweak all that stuff, but it's very important.
Have you ever been on set where you're just like, oh, really? Do we have to move these fucking lights again?
And, well, that's
we got to reshoot that, the lighting.
I have, but I think I've gotten used to it. I think I understand that, yes.
In your head.
So I bring a book.
In your head, you're going, this is totally worth it. I also like that this whole discussion started with you sounding like a detective from Law and Order by going, let me ask you a question. Are you a picture taker?
No, because I am not a picture taker. Mm-hmm. And I've been with people who have to capture everything like at an event, like bang, 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 bang. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad when I do take the pictures. I'm glad. I'm like, oh, good. I actually did get a couple of shots, but I find it to be just a hassle.
I like the idea of having pictures at the end of an event, but I also like being there.
Who are you guys that are going to all these events?
Well, hold on a second. Let me say this. I feel like...
I have not been invited to an event in a long time.
Oh, any Lollapalooza today, bring the digital Lollapalooza.
I feel that criticism of not being present has become an overused thing. And I had that. I
disagree.
I tweeted a picture from a party one time And it was the last late night with Conan O'Brien in New York before they went.
Did not
to
get
the
invited.
Tonight Show.
Another event I missed out.
Well, you weren't in New York.
Hold it. You were on that?
No, I was just invited to the party. I got invited to the party because I knew people who worked on the show.
It's going to get ugly.
I didn't see you. I was there. I didn't see you.
You may have. In New York, the last one that was on the SNL stage?
Oh, right. I didn't go.
I didn't go. I did not see you there, nor was I there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't recall seeing you there.
That's my problem with event photography.
Did that party happen in my apartment?
I'm at that party
and it's a lot of people that I know, and it's a party. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like people are standing around there eating and drinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I
you're not like having a limbo contest or playing blind man's bluff.
Well, it was not, I will say this. It was not a transcendent thing that I needed to be super present for. You know what I mean?
I see what you're
saying. So I tweeted this picture of me and Andy Richter, who's a friend of mine, and somebody wrote back to me like, man, stop taking pictures and just enjoy it. Just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's not like at my own wedding, I'm like taking pictures of the congregation and tweeting it out. It's like, it's a party.
Yes.
Like, right. This is what people do at parties, is they take pictures.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I understand.
Right.
It's what my thing is.
There's
when people
balance.
Take video. I think the video is the thing for me, that because a photo takes a second to take. And then after the fact, you have that moment. I think that's a great memory. But it's people taking shitty video of
things.
How
long does a video take to take?
How you've seen that at a concert, at a show,
no,
where people
say,
are holding that thing there,
like,
and it's just like that. I could tell right now that looks like shit.
Nice.
Like you're gonna get. That's not gonna be a great memory of that night. It's not gonna be better than in your mind's eye. You're gonna look at that. And it's gonna be like.
Right.
Is he singing Brandy?
It was Brandy singing.
Malisha. Last spring, I went to a Dodgers game, and there was. Fireworks afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person was recording the fireworks. Are you going to show
sad.
That to people?
I tried
later?
To do that one
but
time.
But like, when are you going to watch it again?
No, because I wanted to see what it would look like later, and it does not look good.
5,000 people also recorded it.
But maybe it takes
it
them back to
mad.
A special place when they watch in that specific memory. That Dodger game, the Dodger dog, it can
it
taste
doesn't.
The Dodger dog.
It doesn't.
Nope.
No.
I can guarantee you.
Oh, yeah. No, I think
bring
about,
those
yeah,
people
yeah.
in here, and honey, they will all say.
Honey, get the shaky footage of the fireworks display, because I want to feel again
like
what
a
I felt that
screen,
night.
Yeah. And then there's kind of color in the middle sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Are pictures for our old age?
I don't think you have to wait that long.
I just feel like it's just all nostalgia.
But,
it's all nostalgia.
Well, but it's not. They're not always for you. Because when I went home, we found all these old pictures of my grandparents, you know.
Those are
and
cool.
And they were hilarious.
Those
like,
are cool.
There's one where they clearly, it was in
well, your grandfather had a composite headshot, right? Where
yes.
Bunch of
yeah, yeah, yeah. Here he is as a grandfather. Here he is as an uncle. Here he is as a brother. He did four different family members. Well, they,
Gramps, I only buy the grandpa thing.
There was one where they clearly, it was February 1958, and it's like, you know, because they used to put that on the
year I was born.
You know, those old,
the photo.
Yeah, on the like the border, those old white
oh,
border
yeah, yeah, yeah.
photos. And they clearly had just bought this TV, and it was a big deal. And they had their picture taken of them on either side of
that's
this console
cool.
TV. And it's like them like sitting in a boat and it's like all these great pictures.
Historically.
And so that these are people that I barely knew, you know, and to see some of their personality in these photos was a neat thing. So it's not just for the just for you reminiscing of like, oh, remember that time.
Yeah.
Although that can be a wonderful, powerful thing, you know, but it's also to show other people, you know.
But it can also leave a false memory. I went to New York with a friend.
Ooh, interesting.
And
now you're talking about your screenplay.
I went to
False
New York
Memory by Ember Kenny.
And my good friend's roommate, every time a camera was out, just hugged me in every picture. I said four words to the guy the whole trip, but looking at pictures, it looks like we were like dating.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you try to tell people?
Yes. Damn it,
you try to construct a false relationship?
Yeah, and another aspect of that is, you know, we're saying before that some people are just good at it and some people aren't. Mm-hmm. Like, I always try to take pictures at Christmas time. I have the best intentions. And I take photos, and there's always like the back of somebody's head is in the way or whatever. My brother, on the other hand, just has a really good eye and a sense of when to take a picture. And he's now living in Hungary. Mm-mm. So I see pictures all the time of my niece and nephews and them and like all the stuff they're doing. So it's sort of a great way to sort of feel like, okay, I know what's going on with those guys when I never get to see them. You know, just saying, that's another use of photography.
I loved it.
You know, if no one chimes in, it does feel lonely when you're talking.
We were all smiling.
I know, everybody was just staring at me.
Smiling idiotically.
I feel like I was sitting in front of
Good
Mount
job,
Rushmore.
Yeah.
I think we were picturing Hungary.
I know.
I was getting hungry.
Is there a lot of garb?
I bet there's
in
bridges.
A lot of garb?
Yeah, do they have garb?
I don't even understand
that. How much garb do they have?
No, I know what garb is, but I don't understand the
connection.
Do they
have it?
No, Hungary is one of those countries where I think, oh, God, there must be great folklore garb. I don't know
what's garb.
Folklore garb.
Yes. You're saying like the traditional garb of the Hungarian people.
Oh, yeah. They all dress like peasants in little knickers and...
Terrified of Dracula.
Suspenders.
Hey, where are your wide sleeves? It's Tuesday. I mean, that's to
Where is your Hungarian accent?
Hey, you know, I was in Budapest once.
Yeah, really?
How was it?
Did you take pictures?
A lot of people with, like, missing eyes and limbs.
Oh, come on. You have
there was some beauty as well. And not that they're not beautiful people, but I remember
Why
a lot
do you
of
What is
that
happening
is?
Right now?
You sure it's not part of their garb?
I still don't know what garb is.
Like, was this a war veteran's garb. Thing?
Put on your fake eye hole. We want to trick the American into thinking you're missing an eye.
Why can't I just wear an eye patch? It accomplishes the same thing.
Yes, but not as terrifying.
Oh, I have to sit for 8 hours in makeup chair.
What else you got to do? You got an event to go to?
I have garb to buy.
That's true. I forgot you're going to the garb store.
So many events coming up.
Folklore garb or what kind of garb?
You wouldn't know. You don't get invited to so many events.
Have some paprika and shut up. Both of you.
You are an imposter. Where is this fellow
what
from?
What are you talking about? I'm as good as you.
I do not want your sugary cereal.
I know. I do sound like Count the Chocula.
Count the Chocula?
Count the Chocula.
All right. Well, Eddie.
Oh, my God.
What about you? You were going to talk about something else related to photography.
I was going to talk about, well, my philosophy still is, even though Paul disagreed with me.
Is this your photography philosophy?
This is my photography.
Are you a picture taker?
Is that that digital cameras ruin picture taking. Like, my dad used to take pictures, and he was an analog. Is that the name for a camera?
A film camera, yeah.
Yeah, a film camera. Mm-hmm. And he would actually develop his own pictures, and nobody does that anymore.
That's
that
not true.
I know of.
Right. You don't know anybody who does that, but people do it.
Yeah, no, but everybody thinks they're a photographer now. And
I didn't know anybody who developed their own pictures, I don't think, when people were doing that.
No. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know anybody. Well, I bet I probably did. I probably knew a photographer who had their own dark room or something,
right.
But not anybody in my immediate family.
You could create your own dark room. You know, you just make a very dark room.
You gotta keep it really dark.
It's right in the name.
You need one of those special red lights.
Yes, and my dad used to do all this stuff when I was a kid. And
you
I
have
was...
to make a sign.
Do not enter.
Do not enter. Barbara, why the hell? God damn it.
Barbara? We got new characters.
That's my mom's. That's my real mom's name. Barbara, why are you always bringing in? I just have steamed dumplings.
Was your father angry a lot?
He was angry a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Scared.
Yeah. Sometimes you wanted to be in a dark room, right?
Yes, but he was always there. Anyway.
Now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Stop bringing in steamed dumplings into the dark room. But he really...
Because they give off too much light?
Too much steam.
Look at what these dumplings are doing to the picture of the Verrazano Bridge. He took a lot of shots.
All my pictures look like they're in a haunted house.
This stupid Steve from these dumplings. What kind of life is this?
Goddamn steam. Try frying a goddamn dumpling once in a while.
That's fattening, Bob. You know it.
But at least the steam won't get into my photographs.
All right, point taken.
Photographs.
But my dad got me into photography, taking pictures of the Verrazano Bridge, like time-lapse photography, and then being in the dark room with him and watch. And that was an amazing thing, the red light as a little kid, because he stopped doing it. He just stopped doing it. He became a teacher, and he spent too much time teaching. He's had to take two teaching jobs and didn't have enough time. But I loved watching like that feeling of watching the picture take shape was so cool, you know. And the pictures he took of the Verrazano Bridge, and it really is kind of one of the best memories I have of my dad, who it was just really nice. So that was my thing about photography that I wanted to bring to the table. And I think
that's very nice.
The digital cameras, you know, it's just not the same. People just go click, click, click. They put it on Facebook, they put it on Twitter. Oh, look at, and it's just,
yeah. But you're talking about people who just take pictures all the time. There are still people who consider themselves photographers who take it very seriously and who do it well. And in fact, there are still people who use analog cameras.
Yes.
On purpose, because you can do different things that you can't do with a digital camera.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I love photography exhibits in museums. That's like my favorite stuff. Mm-hmm. I love that stuff.
Like what?
Well, I recently, not in a museum, but I came across a book of just portraits of homeless people. And it was fascinating. It was great.
It was great.
You were... No, I'm kidding.
I was in it?
No, Donovan Jenkins.
Donovan Jenkins.
He was in it twice.
All right. Well, this seems like a good place to take a break. So let's do that. And we will be back in a moment with a segment on the show that we like to call Parting Shots.
Hi, I'm Tim Meadows, and you're listening to The Long Shot.
Okay, we are back, and it is time for a segment on the show that we call Parting Shots.
Love to call it that.
So let's start today with Amber.
Yes. I was thinking about it just now on our break, talking about headshots. Just yesterday, I was at my friend Abby's house, and
I know Abby.
Yes, you do. And there was a business card on her coffee table for a photographer, and I was like, oh, that's me. There was a picture of me on that photographer's business card that I was unaware
so
of.
So not only have you not gotten a new headshot in 5 years, but that
neither
photographer
that
has
yet.
Not gotten a new business card in
the
5 years.
The one you were licking your hand in?
No, he used one that I didn't choose.
He overruled you for his business card.
But it was like, oh, that's me. Like I said, it's sort of as a joke, and then it really was me.
Why were you joking about that? It really was you.
I don't know.
Well, was it one of those things where you kind of glanced
right,
at it?
Right, you're like,
that looks
like me.
Right, and then you realize it is you.
Is that why Abby had it?
No.
She didn't even notice?
No.
Come on, Abby, get it together.
Honor.
I mean, she was why
isn't it
I...
Isn't to be like the example?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She was how I met the photographer, so it's not like that strange that she would have the business card. But yeah, I feel like they should...
Pretty strange, Amber.
I feel like they should send you a note, like, by the by,
but if she already
we made
knew,
the business card.
If she already knew the photographer when you had your headshots done 5 years ago, then it's weird that the photographer's business card was on Abby's coffee table
right
the other day.
It is weird that Abby was not aware
that
was...
But I had to point it out to her.
How good a friend is this Abby?
She's not very observant.
About people's feelings.
All right, well, let's go next to me.
Ooh.
Cool.
Yeah. And I have a couple of parting shots. The first thing is...
Well, how many are we allowed to have?
I have three.
Last time I was here, everybody had one.
I know. It's
Here's
been
a
one for
to
you.
Jamie.
Thank you.
So I'm 25 cents ahead for next week.
Nice.
Also, I have in this box, we've talked a lot about t-shirts for the show.
Yes.
And we still haven't accomplished anything on that front. But one of our listeners made his own version of Long Shot t-shirts for each of us. Unfortunately, not for you, Paul, because he didn't know you were going to be here. But I have t-shirts here from Mike Starenka. And these are the shirts that he made for us.
Oh, they're different colors. Eddie got a purple. Jamie got a blue. Almost a teal.
And it just says disagree across the top.
Amber got an orange.
I like it. I like it.
Oh, it's got the old
disagree.
Logo.
Very cool.
Those are good looking shirts, I have
they
to
are.
Say.
Thank
very
nice. You.
And this is Mike. What's his last
Mike
name?
Mike Starenka.
He's Mike Starenka. Thank you very much, Mike.
They're great. I love them.
They're very,
very
cool.
What color's yours?
Mine is navy blue.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I wanted to say is I had a really interesting experience last week. I was working on a show for Adult Swim, and I got on an elevator. And in that elevator was a man who at one time was considered the coolest person alive.
Who?
Elvis
Stoico.
No.
Hmm? What?
No, it was
the
Henry Winkler.
The Fonz.
The Fonz.
What?
Yeah.
That's right.
Henry Winkler?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And
is he nice?
He's very nice.
He's the nicest person.
Yeah, he really,
You've
really
met
nice.
Him as well?
Yes.
That's amazing. I mean, everybody says he's nice.
Everybody's right.
He was really nice. I said, can you press 3?
And he tell
me
he
and
did
then
it.
He did
tell
it.
Me he
Not
did
only
it.
Did he do it, he was like, certainly.
Aw.
All right, let's go next to...
Wow, that is a great
that
Hollywood...
Henry
the
Winkler
the
t-shirt.
Dollar, Jamie,
dollar
t-shirts.
To Jamie. I didn't know the dollar to Jamie account.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm all caught up.
He doesn't quit. That's why
board.
He gets 3.
All right, let's go next to Jamie.
Parting shot.
First parting
just
shot.
Just to reiterate,
yes.
Folks, we are at parting shots.
Let's reset.
I just wanted to bring up Instagram. Instagram.
what
just
is
because
that?
It's a
that is word cloud type
a
of
social
thing?
Networking word cloud situation.
It's a word cloud type of thing.
No, but it allows you to put
filters
on your
pictures.
There's
a lot of word clouds outside today. It looks like it's going to be a tough day.
Bob, we got
it's
word clouds.
It's raining Instagrams.
no, but just, it's this great application. But it makes every single picture, for the most part, look great. What's your take on that?
I'm for it.
I enjoy it.
I kind of.
So your parting shot is a plug
for
Instagram.
I guess
Instagram.
So. Why not?
What does it do? I'm confused.
It makes it look sort of old-timey, like film.
Like sepia?
Well, there's many different filters that you can choose from. Right. I didn't quite know what it was at first when I would see
you
people
like
posting pictures from that. And I've come to really enjoy it because it's just a stream. It's like a Twitter, except it's all photos. It's just a stream of photos from various people.
Oh, okay.
And
like a Flickr?
Kind of, yeah.
Like
but
a Facebook?
Like LinkedIn?
Guys,
no,
is this like Google when you go on
Flickr
Google and you
is
just find whatever you want?
Flickr is very specific to photos.
Tumblr. You're talking about Tumblr?
Tumblr, no.
Okay.
I'm not a Tumblr man yet.
I trained anyway. As a Tumblr when I was younger.
All right, second parting shot.
So first thing is use Instagram, folks. It's great.
Follow me. Flammy
it's a
Davis.
Free app.
It's great. Just download it to your phone. Start taking
Bing, bang,
something.
Boom, you're done.
You said it and you forget it.
Sit on it.
If Sam Breakstone wasn't so demanding, his cottage cheese wouldn't be so good.
Oh, I forgot all about that. From a deli owner, that's a rave. Remember that one?
Yes. Go ahead, Jamie.
Paul, I think you've done this in past episodes, but maybe you've grown in the last few months or learned some new
like
things.
Where this is headed at all.
I don't like where this
Speaking
is
Speaking of violently awkward encounters.
Violent? A bit of knowledge that you can impart to our guests, meaning our audience.
Oh, boy. You got better for a while at articulating this, but now you're back,
back
to square
maybe,
one.
Maybe
a bit of knowledge that you can impart? Like
wisdom.
Yeah.
Wisdom. A sentence
you
or two. Are
what he's asking?
Yeah, I think I am.
You've done it, I think. You must have.
This
but
sounds vaguely familiar. But remember,
sounds vaguely.
I was bad at it before. I've grown as a person. And I feel like now I won't say something like stick to your own race, which I think is the last time. I think that's what I said.
That was. And that really, advice. That really upset a few people.
Yeah, you know what? And rightfully so.
And other people were thrilled with that.
Right. Well, and I'm not happy about that.
But it was about TV viewing.
Yes.
It was a about Moesha.
I have. I don't think you understood the point that I was trying to make earlier because you were acting as if I was saying something horrible.
When you said stick to your own race.
No, when I was talking about seeing Moesha, you were like going, ho, 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 and I don't think you understood the point that I was trying to make.
What was the point?
Well, the point was I realized I was now seeing the world through a different lens than I was used to. Like, as a white person,
like it's
everything is geared towards me.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Okay.
That. Yeah.
All right. Well, you're making it sound like a different thing.
Yeah. No, sometimes I'll throw in that sound just to heighten.
Juice it up a little.
Juice it up.
He found your point boring.
I don't care for your juicing.
Naked juice.
Here's my words of wisdom. Admit when you don't know something. And ask what people are talking about. It makes a huge difference in your life. And you will learn something. But don't, thing that I would do, and I, in the last handful of years, I had to make myself do this, is I would just like nod if people were talking about things that I didn't know about because I had the fear of looking dumb or that I would somehow be in trouble for not knowing the thing that everybody else knew. And so now I make it a habit to, if I don't understand something, to say, I don't know what that is. What is that? So don't be
afraid.
What
is word cloud?
What is word cloud?
I agree with that. Unless you're a person who doesn't understand much, then it's a pain in the ass because like, whoa, back up. What do you mean brick fireplace? Oh, whoa, wait a minute.
Then you have to go check out some books from the library.
All right.
You have to do your online research.
No, I think that is good advice.
Yes.
That is very good advice.
Thank you.
Don't make it everybody else's burden. I'm talking about it like you don't know a thing every so often.
Great. Well, let's go next to Paul for your parting shot.
Hi, I'm Paul. My parting shot is I had a situation similar to Amber's at my dad's wake where this woman said, you know, I'm so sorry about your dad. And I said, oh, thank you. And she goes, you don't know who I am, do you? Well, first of all, this is neither the time nor the place.
Ooh. A little overwhelmed emotionally.
Then when she revealed who she was, I was like,
Of course I don't know who you are.
It's like, but you have not figured into my life in a billion years. And even in the heyday of us knowing who each other were, I barely ever saw you. So why would you hit me with this? Just say
it's
who
also
you
the
are.
Aggression of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, did she? Yeah, it's like
you don't know who I am, do you?
Yeah,
like, if you think that, then why are you being such an asshole?
Yes,
and I feel like it's off-putting too because I tend to assume people don't know who. I'll introduce myself to people multiple times. I don't go around assuming like you know exactly who I am.
It actually drives me nuts that you introduce yourself every time you show up in my apartment. Like,
I know who you are.
I
find it refreshing, and I also like it because what if something had happened to me since the last time I saw you, and I've lost some
one little chunk
memory.
Of your memory.
Well, all that growth.
With all that growth, I got to make room for new facts and wisdoms.
Thank you.
So I would say to people, don't do that. Like, don't just like say I am so and so or whatever. If you're gonna have fun with it, have fun with it. But don't make people squirm. Don't ever make people squirm in life. That is a poor goal.
By the way, did you ever find out who that? I don't think you ever said who that woman was.
I don't know.
It was
her
the
name.
Same woman in both cases.
Yes. As Paul's, she just goes around different events. Yeah. What can I do?
She's like a race form.
It's like a race form. Okay. Philadelphia Tom.
I got another
she's
event
good.
I got to be to.
I'll say that. She is good at what she does.
No, who was it?
Yeah, who was it?
It was a kid that I grew up with's mom. I said that at the top.
You did?
Yeah. He would spend every summer.
That's the same with me. It was a kid that I went to school with.
Right. I never spent a ton of time with her. I knew him.
Exactly.
Anyway, thank
you. Exactly.
Thank you, Paul.
I back you up. 1,000%.
Thank you.
All right, great. Well, let's go next to Eddie.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy. I just want to say.
Parting shots
how many
from
parting
Eddie.
Shots, yeah.
In that dark room with my father was. No. I want to talk about how I got off stage. I was at San Francisco Sketch Fest, and this woman.
Oh, right.
Young woman came up to me and goes.
Young woman.
A young woman came up to me and goes, I just want to say I really love you from the Lo Show Po. And I was like, what is the Lo-Shopo? I was like, fascinated.
You thought it was maybe a Native American tribe
of
some sort?
I was like, did I? Because my memory, by the way, Trail this whole tears? Thing that you guys are talking about scares me because I get that a lot, by the way. I am I don't know what this is, if I'm developing early Alzheimer's, but people are like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, hey. Hey, 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 hey. And I have no idea who they are.
But you're very cheerful about
it. And a couple of people catch me on that. They go, you don't know who I am, right? And I go, oh, yeah.
See,
no.
That's why I introduce myself every time.
Yes. And the really nice people do that. But anyway, I asked this woman, so what do you mean Lo-Shopo? And she was like, oh, that's the abbreviation we use for Long Shot Podcast. So I just thought that was the cutest, greatest, hippest thing. And I want to start referring to our podcast as the Lo-Shopo.
May I make a slight tweak?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Lo-Shopo.
That's all. Lo-Shopo.
It sounds a little more continental.
Lo-Shopo.
Lo-Shopo.
All right, let's go next to Jamie.
Wait.
Like
we're going around again?
Phase two.
I want to ask
like
Paul.
A Twilight Zone.
All right. Well, Paul, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you, Paul.
It's nice to be back.
Where can people find you? Twitter or?
I'm on all those places. PF Tompkins on Twitter. I just started using Tumblr, which I'm really enjoying.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You get to it's like. You know, it's like a blog, but it interacts with other people. You get to put a little more on there than you put on Twitter, and you see other people's
stuff. Can I ask you something about that, though?
I have time for two more.
I'm resisting that is that it just seems like, well, all these fucking medias, Facebook, Twitter, website, that is a lot of work. I don't know if I – Tumblr? Do I have
That's
to
not
add
a question. Tumblr?
What? There's a way that you can merge all of these things together so that – something like Instagram will go, you can have that go to Tumblr, which in turn will go to Twitter. So you're getting it all done at the same time. You know, I think I'm going to get rid of my website because of Tumblr can provide the same sort of thing that the website would provide, and it's free and it's easier to use. You know, I don't know. I think that the social networking stuff, all of these things, they're converging in a really nice and simple and understandable way. And the entertainment value of it is much more apparent. It's so, yeah. It's not bad.
Why would you have
nice dry conversation for it?
No, and I also just like you're explaining all this and Eddie is sitting over there and he just goes, like he's just in his head, he's going,
remarkable.
I don't understand though because Twitter is like, you know, the 140 characters left. So how would Tumblr fit into Twitter if it's a blog? I don't get that.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it'll be a link that it'll be the beginning. So it's here's what you do.
It's a
make
teaser.
The first 140 characters of your Tumblr intriguing enough that people click on it.
Right, make the first 140 characters like a football player, a shoe salesman, your grandfather. 140 characters.
Have you combined them all now? Have you done all that? That's nice.
Yes.
Without the help of anyone?
Without the help of anyone.
Wow. No, I'm very
They
impressed.
Make it very simple. I mean, there's like things you click and it's, you know, it takes care of it for you. Yeah.
Remarkable. All right. Well, thank you for being here, Paul.
Remarkable.
And check out Instagram and Tumblr. Those are our two social media plugs for the night.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
I'll also plug my podcast, the Pod F Tompcast.
Yes. Very funny. Very funny podcast.
Thank you. It is back. We took a little break and we're back and it's better than ever.
Oh. And you can find that on iTunes.
iTunes.
You have a website for that?
All the info's on my website.
Great.
Tumblr.
Cloud.
All right. This has been, well, thank you for being here. And this has been an episode of Le Chopo.
With a high-speed slide projector, if I take my arms together, I will have twice the power, so they say. And if I start recycling every Thursday morning, there will still be bottles on the roadside anyway. Just not clean enough to drink from. watchman's point of view. You needn't look at me again. The number one insider. If Mother Nature were here, then I'd probably fight her. I don't need a final decider, just something to light the way. I'm trying to ease you in, but my bristles and whistles are way too thin. I'm just waiting for someone to wait for me to say, what will it take to get the monster out of me? What will it take to get the monster into you? I'm gonna find a mini monster in my sleep. If it's the last thing that I do, there's something swimming in my time. Now that you are mine, ba 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 da ba, you're 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 mine, ba 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 da ba da da. Be her own beekeeper. The combs have come to crash and carry me across this camp. I don't recall the score, that's why I'm not camping here no more. It takes too long to wash the X's off my hands. The juggler does not need another amputation. It looks like we've got a crier in the plans. I will not be here long enough to satisfy all your demands. Needless to say, the needles stay. You found another crown. You tried to bring me down. You turned it up too loud. Now you're gone. You caused me not to go, just splinter. And now I am gone again. Of all the things that I've ever had to wish for, now I just hope that I don't starve to death. If I don't get on wheels or nothing, at least I'll get you off my chest. As long as it's not on my mind, ba in your mind, ba 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 da ba in your mind, ba da ba in your mind, ba 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 da ba in your mind, ba da ba in your mind, ba 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 da ba in your mind, ba 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 da ba da da da.